This time of year, our towns are bustling with the sounds of children laughing and shops are bustling as folks celebrate the season. There is something so special about Christmas, bringing together family and friends in a festive atmosphere to enjoy one another's company. I have certainly heard from constituents that 2024 has been a challenge, but we are optimistic for 2025 as change is in the air. My Bill C-275 continues to make its way through Parliament and is in the final hurdle with the Senate. I am hopeful it will become law early in 2025. However, critical legislation brought forward by Conservatives focused on providing farm families with the financial certainty they deserve continually faces opposition from the out-of-touch Liberals. For example, Bill C-234, which would provide needed relief to farmers from the carbon tax on natural gas and propane and is supported by all agriculture groups, was stymied by Liberal-controlled senators who gutted the bill, costing Alberta farmers $13 million this year, and by 2030 it will cost $152 million. I am honored to once again be recognized as one of the most sought-after Conservative members on the Hill, meeting with farm groups, hosting organizations in Ottawa and touring constituents on Parliament. At the same time, I ensure I am as accessible as possible when I am home in the riding, meeting with constituents, visiting our communities and participating in local events. In Ottawa, I'm fighting against Justin Trudeau's reckless spending, which has led to a cost of living and inflation crisis, pushing many struggling Canadians to food banks. Since Trudeau became Prime Minister, the price of food has increased by 35%, the price of gasoline has soared by nearly 50%, while rent and mortgage interest costs have increased by 33% and 73%, respectively. Canadians deserve better. Canadians deserve a common-sense Conservative government that will axe the carbon tax, fix the budget, build the homes, stop the crime, and bring home our loved ones drug-free. As I stated at the outset, I am truly optimistic about what the next year will bring for Foothills and Canada. Conservatives are ready to bring home the Canada we know and love. On behalf of Louise and I, and our entire Foothills team, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.